Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're talking about dogs because I'm sharing stories from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. This new book is about all the magic that we experience as dog family members. Those dogs brighten even the darkest days. They're frequently hilarious. Sometimes they're even superheroes. And they can even be our therapists. It just seems to come to them naturally. In our first story, one of our regular story writers, Sally Rodman, tells us that she heard the garage door open and knew it wouldn't be long before her husband Paul came through the door and started asking her questions. She loved Paul, but his questions were getting on her nerves because he was asking how she was doing. And here she was, still in her pajamas, lying in bed watching the 5 o'clock news. Sally had taken early retirement due to health issues, and she was not doing well. Even though she had plenty of good days, and this particular day, she really didn't need to be lying in bed, she was bored. She felt useless without a job, and she missed her work. She was depressed. She was avoiding her friends. She couldn't find anything to do that seemed interesting. Not shopping or reading or doing crafts. She just wanted to sleep the days away. Meanwhile, her husband had suggested they get a new dog. It had been a year since their previous one had died. But Sally resisted getting another one. Who wants to go through that heartache again? But Paul was relentless. One day he put his foot down. He told her to get dressed. They were going to the shelter. They came home with a cute little beagle dachshund mix. And Sally was transformed. She jumped out of bed the next morning to see if her new pal Molly was up. And Molly poured on the love. Sally started training her. And she found meaning in taking care of the dog and going on regular walks. Molly was grateful to have been rescued, and Sally was rescued too. Sally says, "A funny thing happened. My energy returned. The pile of laundry disappeared. My house got cleaned, and I tried cooking a couple of homemade meals. I decided to return to my writing and artwork." Molly sat at her feet while she worked on her art. Friends came over. Sally started making lunch plans with them. She and Molly walked every day. Sally started focusing on her future, not what she had lost from her past. She reports, "One recent winter evening, Molly and I took our usual walk. As we crunched the crisp leaves on the sidewalk with each step, I marveled at how my life had turned around since retirement. My heart was full, and the stars twinkled as bright as my future. I thought, this is how life goes. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other until you reach your destination." Her husband, Paul, drove by and asked her how they were doing. Sally couldn't wait to get home and thank him for forcing her to accept that little dog into her life.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So Sally's life was transformed by that little dog. And we also get stories from people who talk about how their dogs are still helping them even after they pass away. Susan Wilking Horan shares one such story with us about when she was visited in her dreams by a yellow Labrador retriever named Lady. So let's start at the beginning. Susan was diagnosed with the first of her three cancers almost 20 years before this dream. And it was a colon cancer that required surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and years of recovery. She says that she had excellent medical care and support, and most importantly, she had her dog, Lady. Lady never left her side, even sleeping in the bathroom with her when the chemo had Susan lying next to the toilet for hours. Over time, Susan recovered, but she noticed that as she grew stronger, Lady grew weaker. As Susan ate more, Lady ate less. As Susan walked faster, Lady walked slower. Then the dog was diagnosed with cancer just before she would have turned 13. Susan lost Lady on the operating table and she was devastated. She wasn't sure she could continue with her own recovery. And Susan started to get worse, not better. Then two events occurred that changed her life. Susan had cried herself to sleep one night, still heartbroken over losing Lady. But that night she had a dream. She saw someone holding a small cloth bundle in his hands. He showed it to Susan in her dream, and she could tell it was a baby animal of some kind, although not a dog or a cat. Susan held the baby in her arms and felt a kind of peace and warmth flow over her. That morning when she woke up, she felt better. The crushing pain was gone. She felt renewed hope. Then that night, she had another dream. This time it was Lady who came to her in her dream. She was glowing, shimmering in the light, and full of health and vitality. She kissed Susan's face. And as she breathed on Susan, Susan felt that Lady was telling her that she would be okay. And then Lady faded away. Susan says, "I don't pretend for a second to understand the inner workings of our physical world, our spiritual world, or any other world that makes up the vast reality of which we are a part. Were these events dreams, premonitions, fantasies, figments of my imagination, the result of loose neural wiring brought on by grief and illness? I don't know. I'm an academic, an attorney. I believe in evidence, hard facts, and things I can see and touch. Yet something happened to me that I cannot deny. And these two events changed me forever. The first healed my heart. The second healed my soul." No matter how it happened, the healing power of Susan's dog, Lady, helped her once again. Because the bond we have with our dogs continues after they're gone. Even when it's our brain doing all the work, our subconscious using the memories of our dogs to strengthen us and help us move forward. Susan says, "I know in my heart she will always be with me." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or visit our website, chickensoup.com. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog, you can find the book on our website. And if you want to get your own copy, you'll find it at Walmart, Kroger, and other big box stores, plus your local Barnes & Noble or independent bookstore, and of course on Amazon. And please come back for our next episode. I'm going to share two stories that are about what we all fear when the dog goes missing. But in these stories, the dogs find their way home, even when it requires an incredible journey.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.